In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is love. How wonderful, how comforting. The Most High, the Almighty Maker of all things, is love. Yes, He is holy. Yes, He is just. Yes, He is a consuming fire, but chiefly, God is love. Before light darted across the heavens, God was love. And long after that last star burns out, God will remain love. God is love. And so He created mankind to be an object of His love. He so delicately crafted you in your mother's womb so that you might be an object of His everlasting love. So who are you? What are you? You are objects of God's love. You are His beloved, recipients of His grace, objects of His boundless blessings. That is who you are, and that is what you will be forever. All that you have is from Him, both the good and the bad. It's all from Him. He has lovingly showered you with family and friends and even wealth. He has lovingly tied crosses and hardships onto your back as well. It's all from Him. He gives because He loves. He gives because He created you to be recipients of His grace. His gifts change, but His love is ever constant. He always gives you what is for your best. At birth, He gave you your mother's milk. There was nothing better. Today, He has given you food from around the world. The list could go on and on and on. Look around you. Look back at your houses. Look back at your picture albums. Think back 30, 40, 60 years. It's all from Him. All because God is love. So I don't quite understand what we're doing. I don't get this whole jealousy thing. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. It never helps. We've all felt it. We've all been there, wishing that we had gifts given to other people. Perhaps we've even daydreamed about being someone else. But jealousy is nothing more than hatred of God's love. Why would He give that person those blessings and not me? Jealousy is nothing more than hatred of God's love. Who cares if they're better looking and more popular? Who cares if he's more muscular and funnier? Who cares if they are smarter, wiser, and have far more wealth than you and I will ever possibly see? And yet we have worked 10 times harder than they. Who cares? God gave it to them, not to you. We get jealous because that sinful flesh hates God's love. We want God to be fair. Hard workers should have more. Kind people should get ahead. And we always fancy ourselves as the kind, hard worker. Fallen man hates God's love. And since God is love, jealousy is nothing more than hatred of God. This parable is terrible business practice, and you know it. The master ticks off his good, hard workers by not compensating them properly. So how would you feel if that new part-time hire made the same amount as you, with all the benefits and insurance plans that you have? We work for incentives. We want that bonus. We earned it. We deserved it. And if we think like this, then we have forgotten love. And we too have been sucked into the world's thinking that the only reason we work is to get more for ourselves. That is the way of the world, but not of God's children. The way of God is love. Undeserved every time, gifts and blessings always. The way of God is love, and so the way of God's children is also love. Live in love. Rejoice that they got promoted and not you, even though you may have deserved it more. That is love. That is love. Work hard, not because you want something out of it, but because you want to be a servant to someone else. Work to serve, Do your best to be a blessing to others. And if you are compensated for your work and receive bonuses, raises, stock options, God be praised. In love, he has blessed you yet again. If you receive nothing for your hard work, God be praised. In love, he has still blessed you. So how can you be jealous of others when all that you have is from God? How can you despise the love of God in jealousy? What does God owe you? How have you made God your debtor? Have you made his life easier, happier, better somehow? And so why do you give in to jealousy and act like God is not treating you fairly? You are not them and they are not you. Parents parent their children differently because each child is different and they love each child. God deals with you differently. He gives different blessings because he loves each and every one of you for who you are. And he doesn't want you to be me or me to be you. Remember what you are, and you will see that God has showered you with boundless blessings. You are a breath, a fleeting shadow, here today, gone tomorrow, like the flowers of the field, beautiful one day, the next withered and lifeless. And what of your works? Selfless deeds that change the world, or things done to ease my own life? Should God praise you for them? Should he sing songs to the angels about all that you did for him? Should he compose hymns about your faithfulness, your hard work, your piety? It is impossible not to get puffed up by your good works. After all, we did so much for that company only to be kicked out with what? Nothing. We've worked so hard at home and we barely get a thank you. Yet the food is always on the table. The house is always clean. We've done so much for this church, most of it behind the scenes. People rarely know what I have done. We've served on councils and elders and guilds. So those new people coming in should conform to us, not we to them. Repent. And if you refuse to repent, then simply take your pay and go. You do not need what God gives you here. For here is love. Undeserved love flowing from the depths of God's own heart. He makes the lazy equal to the driven. He makes the murderers, the adulterers, the rapists, the prostitutes, the homosexuals, the terrorists, the thieves equal to you. All forgiven. All given a seat at his table. All declared his sons and daughters by grace. He makes the new convert equal to the pastor. He makes the infant equal to the theologian, the most intelligent. All forgiven, all given a seat at his table, all declared his sons and daughters. He makes the pious and godly believer, the model Christian, equal to the foul mouth, the crude, and the entitled. All forgiven, all given a seat at his table, all declared his sons and daughters. He makes you who daily strive to live according to God's word, you who rejoice to hear the word of God day in and day out, equal to those who simply come when it's convenient and care nothing for the word of God Monday through Friday. All forgiven, all declared his sons and daughters, all given a seat at his table. And it makes us cringe. Certainly, we should get something more, something better for our lifelong devotion. Fallen man has it backwards. Fallen man is a work-righteous creature. It's backwards from the world, but the Lord is love, while fallen man seeks to simply get ahead in this life. The Lord will forgive 77 times and then some, while the world may forgive once, maybe twice. God is love. The world is not. And God's love is endless. You'll never be without a seat at his table. You'll never walk away empty-handed, but he fills you with his very own body and blood. This is love. Not that you love God and have served him, but that God loves you. This is love, not simply that God has given you wealth and filled your bank accounts or made you happy, but that God has given his only son into death on the cross for you. You did not ask for that death. You weren't alive 2,000 years ago. You did not ask for God's love to come to you, for his love is always undeserved. Yet he gives him for you on Calvary because he created you to be objects of his love. Not simply for this short time on earth, but forever in heaven. There is no greater love than that. In Christ, he forgives you who are the murderer, the adulterer, and the thief, not with your hands, but certainly with your heart. He invites your foul mouth, filled with its crude jokes and entitled tongue, to feast on his body and blood, the very sacrifice, the sign, the seal of God's enduring love for you. He declares you, who have despised the word of God, by not living perfectly according to it and by neglecting your daily devotions and prayers, he declares you sons and daughters. You have not earned this. You have no works, for it is you who were hired in the 11th hour, when Christ is the one who bore the burden of the day and the heat of the sun. And yet this is grace. This is God's love for you. So get rid of all jealousy and rejoice that God is love. Rejoice that a sinner has repented. Rejoice that the lost is found. Rejoice that your eternal family is always growing. Delight in your differences. Delight that they are richer than you, better looking than you, smarter than you, funnier than you, wealthier than you. Be happy that a loving God has richly blessed them. They may not deserve it, but neither do you deserve all the blessings that you have in your home. You did not earn it. It's a gift of love. Yes, it's hard. The flesh hates it. But love them because God loves them. And this loving God has made you unique also. You are not to be like them or me. You are to be you. Each of us come with different personalities and experiences, different social statuses and backgrounds, and yet we are all united by the blood of the Lamb. We all receive the eternal gifts of God in word and sacrament. We all have Christ. And so we all will have a loving God throughout all eternity. God is love, and you are an object of that love. Gifts, blessings, undeserved every time. Different on earth, but don't worry about these earthly things. They come and go. Just look at your own life. Rejoice in what God has given you, yes. Rejoice also in what he has given to others, yes. But don't worry about it. For your loving God has given you eternal things, fully, wholly, and completely. He's withheld nothing from you. For God is love. Your God is love. And that love is found in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.